Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Welcome to the show. Yes, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Hi, guys.
Happy Tuesday. What?
It's Bradley's birthday today, you guys. It is.
I had no idea. Who are those kids?
The kids from Cocomelon.
Oh, how sweet of them.
Kids.
Get off my lawn!
Oh,
what a beautiful day for a birthday.
It is nice.
Gorgeous
out there.
Sunny Tuesday. I'm grateful.
Yeah. And your plans for tonight are?
Cake!
Eating his cake. Yes.
That's the most important thing on the birthday. Eat your cake.
Yes. Eat your cake, and then you're going to go have dinner some other Saturday night in another month.
In another time.
Yes, yes.
Because I don't care, unlike some people that I live with, I don't care about celebrating my birthday on the actual day. Like,
yeah.
I would rather do it on a weekend, not on a weeknight.
Oh,
but that's
completely
just me.
Agree.
That's just me.
Yeah,
Everybody's got their own way.
Yes. Well, I did go into, I was going to give you a piece of cake. Your favorite cake is a princess tort from Willette Bakery.
Oh, yes. They have great princess tort, man.
But you are getting one of those cakes tonight.
It's true. Jamie has been given notice to provide the princess tort.
Yes, yes. I was going to get you a piece because I'm like, I don't know. Maybe
well,
he just wants
you.
To have
Thank
one today.
You.
But you know what? They didn't have any because
what?
When you go into...
How do you not have princess tort, kids?
Cut up into slices. When you go in at 9 a.m.,
oh, sure.
They're gone. So... The lovely Miss Mary Jo at Willette Bakery on Lexington and Grand in St. Paul. She was very excited that you love Willette Bakery. She wanted me to tell you happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Mary Jo. Sweetie, that's very kind. And thank you, Dawn, for the cupcakes.
Well, and then she realized that we work with Steve Patterson.
Oh.
And then it became... all about Steve.
Oh, sure. Who doesn't love Steve Patterson?
She's like, he's a wonderful man. I'm like, he really is. And I'm like, but back to Bradley. No.
Oh, no. She doesn't have to care about me.
No, but then she thought I was Donna and got really excited. And I'm like, no, I'm Dawn. She's like, oh, Dawn. So she knows
us. She was really excited to see us.
She's
that's
a fan.
Awesome.
Yes. And then she sent me free donuts for Steve.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And she did give me a free donut also.
A free donut.
So
that's
anyway.
Very nice of her.
Yes.
Mary Jo, thank you.
What I wanted to
I'm
know.
I'm sure Steve loved his donuts.
Steve is intermittent fasting right now, so he distributed them to
oh,
others
the
in the
that
building
means.
Like he would, the benevolent Steve that he is. But... I wanted to ask her if the bakery was haunted because it is right by the Lexington, which we know is haunted down the street. But we didn't get into that.
Oh, okay.
I might have to talk to her about that some other time. Now, back to your birthday. I asked Siri things about Taurus this morning on my way
in. Oh, because I'm my sun sign is Taurus. Yeah.
You're a Taurus. And I just kept asking questions. I like to talk to Siri like she's my friend. I better not say that too loud because she'll wake up. But anyway, this is what I got about Taurus from her today.
Oh, you meet this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. I was
Taurus is stealthy, productive, a wealth magnet,
stealthy.
Conservative,
oh.
Conserves energy, time, resources, and
what?
Oriented to the sensory world.
What?
Taurus digs in and expresses love for life through pleasure seeking, and as an artist builder. Difficult traits of the Taurus sign include overindulgent, stubborn, lazy, vain, cheap, and overly cautious.
True.
Taurus and Libra are both dedicated partners and friends who value others' commitment and concern.
Did you make her say those things?
No.
Taurus is attracted to people, like Virgo, who take their time looking into something so they are sure it's worthwhile. Since Taurus represents strength, prosperity, growth, and stability in life, They are looking for a partner to complement their personality. This is why Virgo is so attractive to Taurus zodiac signs.
Wow. Where did she come up with all that?
Well, I just asked her about, you know, that just actually came up.
Like, what did you prompt her to get that response?
I was just asking her, what are the traits of Taurus? And then she gave me the full...
Yeah, like, that was the full meal deal.
...beginning, and then I didn't expect her to say some of the difficult things about Taurus, but I thought it would be funny to keep
bull.
It in
stubborn
there.
Like bull, yeah.
Yes. And then it just randomly, when I asked more, it said that you are most attracted to Virgo.
That is crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah, and that is, you guys are looking for...
Well, and for those of you who don't know, my partner Jamie, he is a Virgo, and he's very much a Virgo.
Yes, yes. So anyway...
Well, that was sweet. Thank you.
I mean, you know, it's really just me driving, asking her questions. I can't say her name because she'll wake up again.
So you like to ask her questions when you're in the car?
I do, and then sometimes I just say, hi, I love you.
You say, hi, I love you. What does she say to that?
Well, I'll tell you.
All right.
Hi, hello. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
I think you're pretty great, too.
Oh, it is kind of sad that she is not loving you back. Because the worst thing for someone to say when you say I love them is, you're pretty great, too. Wow, Siri. Way to throw some shade.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I mean... I don't, the word love is, that's a complicated word, Dawn.
Okay. And then that's I wanted funny. To ask you if you had planned like a vacation for
a
your
vacation
birthday,
for like my birthday.
Your favorite place to go in the world, what would it be? If that very planny Virgo was ever listening and he wanted to know as a surprise trip where you would like to go in the future.
Well, you know me, I would be on a cruise.
That's true. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Put me on a boat.
Anywhere else other than a cruise, though, that is land-based?
Land, like a non-cruise? I don't know. I mean, where wouldn't I want to go? I'd love to go to Europe. I mean, there's not a country on this planet I probably wouldn't love to go.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I got a long list of places that I've been trying to want to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, maybe somebody's listening out there. I really would like to go to Egypt.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But, and see the pyramids.
Of
and
course.
Alexandria and all of that. But I've heard that it can be... difficult.
Oh, really?
You know, problematic.
Like how so?
Just because a lot of the tourism there leads to things that you could come across that aren't the best for you.
Oh my God.
You know,
like,
hey, let's take a ride out into the desert on these camels. And then you pay a price and they're like, okay, now pay the other price to bring you back. And you're like, I thought that was the whole price. No.
Oh, you're saying you'd get scammed? Have
yes.
you heard of that or something?
I've heard a lot of those. Yeah. Stories, but you know, there's scary stories about everywhere. So,
yeah.
You know, anyway. Whoa. Let me turn those texts off. Don't like
Siri's
that.
Like,
yeah,
I'm...
she thinks I'm talking to her now.
Siri still doesn't love you, Dawn.
Exactly. I know. It's so true. So, you just going to go eat some cake tonight?
Yeah. That's what's on the plan, man. All I care about, like, again, as we've talked about in the past, when it comes to my birthday, I am not huge on, like, let's do something big on the night of, because I'm just a creature of habit. I love, like, I want to go to the gym after work, hang out with my friends.
Are you going to work out today?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's my happy place. I love, you know, and it's just, you want to be with your friends on your birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go work out and then I'm going to go pick up some food. I don't know what yet because I'm not cooking dinner. I'll tell you that for free. But I'll go pick up some takeout or something and then we'll have cake.
That's
and then
great.
I'll just sit on the couch with my dog and Jamie.
That's great.
And that's all I really want.
Okay. Well, we did get a package delivered to all three of us.
Oh, we did? Yeah, like... we got a special gift from a listener today. Kind of fun, right?
Yeah, like that I want to share. This is from Shelly Carlson.
Did you know that we
I did not
gift
know
Mike?
This.
Okay,
is fun.
Bradley, Dawn, and Mike. It's not American Riviera Orchard. That's Meghan Markle's jam.
Get it?
You know what this is.
But Shelly's Jelly and Jam.
Yes.
Name's still a work in progress.
I love this.
You make me laugh every day, and it means
aww,
more than you know.
Thank
love you.
You
guys so much. And then she sent us two jars of jam, strawberry and blueberry. And
strawberry.
She also has a cottage food license that she put on here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and Shelly's Jelly and Preserves.
If
blinder.
You sell food, but under a certain amount, like
yeah.
you're not like a business in and of itself, you just need a cottage food license. So that means she's legit.
Nice.
My favorite thing about it is that she numbered them because Meghan Markle numbered
it's so
hers.
Cute.
It says 6 out of 20 with a smiley face, and this is 5 out of 9 for the blueberry. So you guys,
which one
your
do you
choice.
Want?
I'm going to give them to you guys because
No. I have I have a whole house full of jam. You and Mike should take it. I think. Just let me when you open it. Bring me some toast.
Yeah, I'll just bring you a spoon. Perfect. And then you can. Open it. Okay, Mike, what do you want? It's your choice first. Strawberry or blueberry?
I'll take the strawberry.
Strawberry?
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry. Yes, very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mary. That was Mary Jo.
Mary Jo at Ouellette's, and this is Shelly.
And Shelly for the jam. Shelly's Mary Jo at Ouellette's, we love you, honey, and we'll make sure to get you an autographed poster of Steve, life size. And,
oh, that's great.
And,
yes.
Everybody, I want you to go out and find whatever your slice of cake is today. Go get it for yourself,
kids.
That's
so sweet. What else do we have coming up on the show today?
We have so much coming up because, of course, we've got our blind items. We have a whole show within a show, which I do want to just remind the audience that we have a whole YouTube channel. And that YouTube channel is where you can watch us do our blind item segment, which is an added layer of fun. And if you do ever watch the YouTube, would you subscribe? Because your subscriptions help us continue to get people to find the yes. show. So it's actually very, very helpful. If you download it as a podcast, of course, like and subscribe and leave a review because those are really, really helpful. We have a whole website. So if you've got blind items that you want to drop us, it's just blindedbytheitem.com. In addition to that, oh my God, we have so much. We've got Threebas. We actually have 2 Threebas and an orgy on the show today.
Yes, we do.
If you don't know what a Threeba is, you have to listen to yesterday's show. Mike, right. Do you remember the definition of a Threeba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, do you want to share?
Do I? It's where a few people get together.
Like three.
Three people in particular. And
yeah.
Enjoy
and
their company.
One of them is always Reba McEntire.
Well, stop it.
Yes.
Reba does not indulge in Threebas. At least that she shares with us. No, why did we talk about Threebas yesterday? No.
We were talking tubas for a while, and then Threebas came up.
It was your story.
Which was?
I don't know.
I don't remember. You don't remember where we got Threebas from?
Let's see. Well, we could look back.
Let me take
yesterday.
A look yesterday.
Yeah.
Threeba. God, I just remember the word Threeba. It wasn't Sydney Sweeney. It wasn't my test drive. It wasn't the trolls for Taylor Swift. I have no idea where we came up with Threeba.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter. Anyway, we've got some, it's shorthand for threesomes, kids. And we've got a couple related stories on the episode. Well, by the time we get there, we'll remember. And in addition to that, of course, we've got plenty of celebrity gossip, but also Dawn did something weird in her car last night. She'll share with us. When we come back, though, Mike is going to have all the latest from Hollywood. He's got a dirt alert on the other side of this on Mike.
7-4.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Yes, all the latest in Hollywood. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
I do. Let's start with breaking some records. Vinyl sales. The Tortured Poets Society has broken the weekly record for most vinyl sales. And you might ask, yeah, it's been less than a week. It was in 3 days this record was broken.
Oh,
wow. That's insane.
Taylor Swift has sold 700,000 LPs over the weekend alone, breaking the record held by someone named Taylor Swift for the 1989 Taylor's Version album, which sold 693 records in a 7-day period.
693 records?
record 693,000.
That's crazy.
In 7 days. So it's the weekly record. Yep.
This is of all time.
Yes.
Like more than the Beatles.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
It's crazy.
Most sold in a week, and if you're wondering who's third on that list, it's also Taylor Swift. The Midnight's album. Its weekly vinyl sales came in at a record of 570,000 copies in that LP format. So keeping the vinyl business in business is Taylor Swift.
I'm so glad that vinyl is back. Mm-hmm. You know, went away for a while and. It's just nice for people to like to put on a record and collect those.
I can't even think
ones.
Of the last time I put on a record, but
yeah,
it is a vibe.
Yeah,
it is that. Speaking of vibes, that's, of course, Tortured Poets Department there. There's also a new album coming from one Johnny Cash.
Oh, what's he up to?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, but he did have some previously unreleased tracks that he put down in 1993. And they have brought these up out of the vault. And this new album is called Songwriter. And it's going to bring to light 11 original compositions from Johnny Cash. And so it's going to be fun. It's June 28th is when that's going to drop there from Universal Music. But be pretty cool to see some songs that he penned himself and just never had the chance to release before he passed.
It's always fun when you get to hear music after an artist has passed. I mean, especially when you are not expecting that that's going to be a reality ever again.
Yeah,
it's a real treat.
That was the blessings of Prince over there. Mm-hmm. You know, he had so many songs in his vault. It's like a little surprise you get
all
the time.
So there you go. We'll, again, have that to look forward to at the end of June. That album is coming. Family Guy star Patrick Warburton has talked a little bit about the fact that his parents still hate the show Family Guy.
Okay.
Now, he goes into a lot of detail, including the fact that his father actually was in the monastery for 3 months and almost became a monk.
Oh.
And when Patrick was 13 years old, his mother went around the neighborhood handing out pamphlets about the sins of masturbation.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So that's just give you a little taste of his parents. And apparently the best story is that his mother belonged to the American Television Council and was actually trying to get Family Guy canceled and asked him to sign the petition to cancel the show that he is making money off of, not to mention supporting her because he was giving some money that he was making from the show
Funny
to his parents.
Works.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So this is all stuff that he's been talking about. He, of course, plays the role of Joe Swanson. If you don't know the name, you certainly would know the face and you would know the voice. He's done a ton of voiceover work in lots of different shows, but he was opening up about Family Guy's during Family Guy's 25-year anniversary.
And also was in Seinfeld, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Putty? Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So, there is just some fun facts there heard from him. Bette Midler wants to play a new role.
I saw this. She was like, hey, I'm going to go on Twitter and try to get a role.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to play, what's her name's mom on Abbott Elementary?
Melissa. Yes. She wants Melissa Schimenti's mom on Abbott Elementary. She says, if you see Quinta Brunson, please tell her I would love to play that role. Again, she just went to X and tweeted that out.
What?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Let's make that happen because I think she would be great.
Oh gosh.
And I'm sure they would love to have her.
Of course. It would get people even more people watching.
Yeah.
There's plenty of cameos that have happened on that show. Of course, I think I just watched the last most recent episode, and Questlove was a part of it. Keegan-Michael Key is on this season.
Oh, yeah. That's
you got
right.
Bradley Cooper earlier this season, a couple of football players. I know. Jason Kelsey was on it along with his teammate, I think Lane Johnson and Jalen Hurts, their quarterback. So they definitely are a show that has lots of cameos.
Oh my God.
I just love it. That show's been killing it, continues to. And,
she would do so well. I'm seeing Lisa Ann Walter. Mm-hmm. Are they talking about like Melissa? Is
Melissa
that the
Schimenti.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, they look alike.
They do.
So that would be great.
And we met her sister last season, but they've never talked about, I don't think, or referenced their mother. So it would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember who plays the sister, but she was great too.
Yeah. And also, by the way, Taraji P. Henson has been a part of it. Io Edebiri has been a part of it as well. So there are a lot of big name guests on that show. And it's pretty
for good reason. It's a hot show. Yeah. It's full of great, talented actors, hilarious writing. It's just an all-around great show. So come on now, Bette.
There you go. Jennifer Garner has one request, and it's the same ask for every Mother's Day. And she says, even though it's getting a little ridiculous at this point, she wants just one thing, and that is for all of her kids to sit on her lap and recreate the picture they took when they were young.
Oh, that's so sweet. So
obviously, it's becoming a little more difficult now that the kids are 18, 15, and 12.
Yeah.
But that is the rule that every single, every year, that's all she needs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute.
That is real sweet.
Yeah.
Super cute and fun there. Also, we've got less super cute and fun. There's a movie coming out called The Ritual, and it's about some troubled priests who perform an exorcism.
No.
Oh, no.
Those troubled priests, we know now who are going to be playing them. Al Pacino and Dan Stevens have been cast for this movie that'll be coming out next year.
What a weird
Dan
combo.
Stevens.
Yes.
From Downton Abbey.
Oh, my gosh.
Dan Stevens is going to be our next, like, massive. He's not only in, he's in two movies that are out right now.
Yes.
I did see it. There was a piece. I don't know if it was a Hollywood Reporter or Vanity Fair. Yeah. Somebody did a big piece on, like, he's everywhere.
Yeah, he's in Abigail right now. And then he was also in Godzilla and Kong. And he was fantastic. He's my favorite part of that movie.
Well, you're my favorite part of this segment, Mike.
Thanks.
So thank you so much for all the dirt, as per usual. Latest from Hollywood and beyond. When we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, Blinded by the Item. It's our juicy bits of gossip with the names left out show within a show just around the corner, right here on My Talk 107.1.
Everything entertainment.
Hey, My Talkers, are you thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Well, David from First Equity is who you should call. And it is a great time to buy a home. There's so many for sale signs and homes are going up and then you don't see the sign after they have an open house. Well, that can be an issue when you're trying to get into a home that you want. And David can hook you up from start to finish. So shop for that mortgage before you shop for a home. And then he can get you in that home easier than other people. He is dedicated on prompt responses, explaining the process, helping even first-time home buyers get their ducks in a row. So many customers have said positive things about David. It just really feels like he's on your side. We refinanced with him a couple of years ago, and he was actually so excited to get it a great rate. So do what all the My Talkers have done and a lot of our staff. Call David and his team at 763-251-8000 or My Talk keyword David.
Portable, reliable.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity.
Today? Well,
I don't know. It's
in,
my birthday.
Yes,
hi.
The biggest
it's
news in Hollywood is the fact that it's Bradley's birthday.
No, it's not. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
No, it's great.
Is it?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for providing so many hot takes on these blind items.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. He's really hamming it up for the camera. By the way, if you're just listening to this as a podcast, we have a YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, you should be watching because we are far more delightful visually than our voice would suggest.
Yeah, that's true, I think. I don't know, Mike, what do you think? Are you more exciting visually or audibly?
I am equally as exciting.
Oh, my.
Perfectly. I would say...
I make sure to be perfectly evenly as exciting both ways.
Good.
So I can cater to both audiences.
I don't know what that means.
As
what
I'm currently
audiences?
Lifting my shirt up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Hi. This is...
Ew, I don't like
okay,
that
that's
sound.
A different audience.
Come on, what's that audience? OnlyFans? Yeah, we
worry
do have a
it.
Blinded by the Item OnlyFans account.
No, we
as
don't.
Well. Oh, sorry.
No, actually, we do. Did you guys not? Oh,
never mind.
That's just me.
Okay, look,
there's
your
other
foot
cameras
videos
in here.
Are not a part of this.
Oh boy.
Unless I'm look at those feet.
Oh my god, look
They're
at that.
Huge.
Oh my gosh, that foot.
What size foot is that?
Go ahead and like and subscribe if you want me to take the shoe off.
If we get to 1,000 subscribers, Mike's shoes come off.
Yeah.
13.
I think we're at size 13.
Size 13.
Whoa. Yeah.
You got me beat.
That's great.
Dawn, how big are your feet?
I shouldn't have said it that way. I'm a 9.5.
Oh, that's a nice size.
That is. That's like drag queen
size.
I'm
a woman's like 14.
Okay.
That's a drag queen.
Yeah. There you go. Well.
This got weird. Let's do blind items.
Oh, please. That ain't nothing. Just wait.
Let's do some blind items. Let's get it started here with this one today. This blind item. Never mind. I was going to try to do something with your birthday, but I'm just like, that's not going to happen.
This aging queen.
This A-list actor makes sure to get a bunch of pics taken on the rare occasion he actually spends time with his children. Well, that, of course, are the children he acknowledges, at least.
Oh,
so we've
no.
got an A-list actor who makes sure to get a bunch of pictures taken on the rare occasion he actually spends time with the kids. Well, of course, those are the kids that he acknowledges.
That's not Tom Cruise, is it?
It is not.
Oh, that was going to be my guess. So
I think the A-list is what threw me because he would have been A-plus list.
Sure.
And I don't think I've seen any photos of him with his Scientology children.
Right.
This A-list actor makes sure to get a bunch of pics taken on the rare occasion he actually spends time with his children. Well, of course, that is just the children he acknowledges.
Ooh. Mm.
Who doesn't acknowledge their children, Dawn?
I don't know. I don't think we hear about it a lot. Is he on good terms with his ex?
As Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, okay.
So some of his exes?
So he has multiple kids with multiple.
Oh, is it
people.
Nick Cannon?
No.
Okay.
So we'll be specific here.
He's an actor.
Actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's got 3 children.
He's got 3 kids.
3 exes.
3 kids, 3 exes.
And like I said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad for as far as good terms.
Robert Downey Jr. He could have like 1 kid or 0. I don't know. So I apologize to him for that comment.
Is he currently in anything or has been recently?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So we've got an A-list actor. Make sure to get a bunch of pics anytime that he is spending time with his children. Well, at least the children he acknowledges. He's specifically not a superhero, but he is in, again, this isn't necessarily what he's known for, but he's in a superhero series, not a movie.
An A-list actor. Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a, like a publicationship or anything we talk about?
Nope.
Is he foreign born?
He is not.
Okay. And he's got the kids.
He's got the kids.
He's got the kids.
Yeah.
He's got the kids.
Ooh.
At least a couple of them.
So he's in a he's in a, not movies, but a TV show.
Yep. But that's what he's done most recently. He definitely is an A-list movie star besides that. Mostly movie actor, I should say.
Okay.
Mostly movie actor, but
Idris
recently
Elba?
In some TV.
Joshua Jackson.
Okay. This is real trash.
Matthew McConaughey.
Hey.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out A-list actors now.
A-list actors. It's not like Bradley Cooper.
No.
It's not. Was he in like a Academy Award nominated film recently?
No, he was not.
Is he a Chris?
No, he's not a Chris.
Is he a Brad?
Not a Brad.
Is he a
Maybe
Chad?
Maybe ask about the type of movie he's in.
Okay,
that might
so
be a good avenue to go.
How
on.
About is he in like thrillers?
No.
Sci-fi?
Not most notably, but he was in a sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
So like action?
Not really action either.
Not Sylvester Stallone.
Nope. Guess he was in a couple of sci-fi movies now that I think about it.
So then what kind of movies? Like rom-coms?
I'd go the rom-com slash comedy route.
Rom-comedy.
He's most known as a comedy guy.
Oh, okay. And he's in a superhero franchise.
Correct.
Franchise on streaming?
Correct.
Max?
No.
Oh,
Ding buzz, ding buzz.
I'm trying to keep up with the questions.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. Keep them coming.
Is it a Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, like a...
Tom Hiddleston? No.
Nope. It's Loki. But right show.
Oh, Loki. Someone from Loki. Owen Wilson?
Wow.
Good job.
You got there. Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson makes sure to get a bunch of pics taken on the rare occasion he spends time with his children. Well, at least that's the children he acknowledges. At least. Owen Wilson has three kids.
I didn't know he doesn't acknowledge his children.
Ford and Finn are 13 and 10. He spends time with them. He, of course, refuses to acknowledge he has a daughter.
Why?
Except, according to his ex, he does pay for child support. That's never been the issue. So he knows he has a daughter. He acknowledges enough that he has a daughter to pay child support for said daughter, but he has never met her and apparently refuses to meet her.
No.
That's weird.
I don't like
I've never
that
heard that
all.
Story.
Yeah, this story came out late last year, and I don't know if we just missed it or what, but yeah, I don't remember this story either, but apparently that's a fact. His ex-girlfriend has talked about the fact, and he's never
don't
been married. He's got three ex-girlfriends that he's had kids with, and again, it sounds like most of them are cool with him, and they see the kids, and they share the kids. They have a great time, but... one is not so happy with Mr. Owen Wilson.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I really was rooting for him.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope he figures that out, because that doesn't sound like a fun situation to be in.
Mm. And there's pictures. She's just adorable.
Oh, how old is she?
I don't know. A few years, probably. The picture I saw.
Oh, so she's young.
Yeah, she's young.
Oh.
Four or five.
You
three,
need to
four
fix
five.
This now.
I know. He needs
I'm telling him.
I know.
Like, do it now.
He's listening.
Every day you're making a choice not to do it. Well, that was harsh. Sorry.
No,
that was harsh.
You needed to hear it.
Pay your child support.
Yeah. Well, he does that, but.
Sounds like he does that. That's not the issue.
But, well, he better not stop.
Yeah. All right. Let's do another one here. Let's go to something much happier, like fake pregnancies. No, this A-list reality star is not pregnant again, but she does love making it look like she is. So the false narratives continue.
Oh.
So we've got an A-list reality star not pregnant again, but she loves to make it look like she is, so the false narratives continue.
Or did she just have a big lunch at a Mexican restaurant? I mean,
but it sounds like she likes to tease by having a big lunch and then going outside with, you know.
Reality star.
A-list reality star. Is she a Kardashian?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Oh,
Kylie?
Not a Kardashian, but yeah, you got there.
Kylie Jenner.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner, she's a Kardashian. You gotta, you know, it falls in that the vein there. But I know
whether she likes it or not.
Kylie is not pregnant again, but she does love to make it look like she is. So the false narratives continue. Of course, this is referring to the fact that she's still rumored to be dating Timothée Chalamet. We heard some pregnancy rumors a few weeks ago.
She's having Dune's baby.
There's a new picture out of all the Kardashians, and she is wearing something that I don't know, but other people on social media are saying that looks like she's pregnant.
You know, I just feel like that's a losing exercise.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Because you're either going to be right or you're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be wrong. So don't even try to be right, because trying to be right is not necessarily right. It could be wrong.
Perfectly said.
I thought so.
Yeah. Are they indicating that she's purposely doing this, though?
Yeah.
That's the blind item is.
Yeah.
Stupid about this. Okay.
The blind item is saying that she likes to leave a little.
She likes to make people think.
Out there, make people think.
All right.
But well, people don't need to take the bait. That's for sure.
That's good.
When you're never pictured with the guy you're supposedly dating, I would understand why you do whatever you can to make it seem.
And then when you are pictured with him, it's completely contrived.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love each other.
Let's do another one here. One day, this A-lister is telling the tabloid she doesn't care what people think about her. The next day, she's calling the three-letter tabloid to tell them to discipline the paparazzo who snapped a picture of her when she wasn't wearing any makeup. So which is it?
The tabloid is TMZ.
Yep. We've got an A-lister, though, telling tabloids one day she doesn't care what anyone thinks of her. You got that for TMZ.
Okay.
And the next day, she's calling TMZ, telling them to discipline one of their paparazzo for snapping a picture of her when she wasn't ready and had no makeup on.
I'm sorry, but you need to always be ready, honey.
Dawn does not leave the house without a full hair and makeup.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just it's if true. I don't, people go, are you okay? They do. They go, well, are you sick? Are you, do you need some medical attention? No, I, this is just my face without makeup. I don't
to
know.
To be fair, we've never said that to you.
But people have here.
Yeah.
In our building.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Anyway, Tori Spelling.
No.
Okay.
A-list celebrity?
Oh,
yes.
A-list.
Yeah, come on now.
One day this A-lister is telling the tabloids she doesn't care what people think about her. The next day she's calling TMZ and telling them to discipline the paparazzo who snapped a picture of her when she wasn't warned and had no makeup on.
Oh, boy.
Which is it?
A-list celebrity who?
Is it Meghan Markle?
Did you say A-list celebrity?
I just said A-lister.
A-lister.
So not an actor.
Nope, an actor.
Okay.
So it's not like a Kardashian.
Okay. Not a Kardashian.
Is she an Oscar winner?
I don't think so.
Oh!
Okay.
Have we been talking about her a lot lately? Does she have a nice chest?
Yes. Mike? Why do I have to answer this question, though?
Sydney Sweeney?
Is
she known
no.
for her chest?
Oh, okay. I thought because...
Oh, right.
This individual also has a nice chest. I don't like that I had to answer that question, though.
It wasn't...
Christina Hendricks!
No.
Okay.
He's like, I'm uncomfortable.
And she is a...
Oh, is it J-Lo?
One day, oh, J-Lo is telling the tabloids, I don't care what people think about me. The next day, she's calling TMZ to tell them to discipline the paparazzo who snapped a picture of her when she wasn't warned and had no makeup on. So which is it? Do you care or don't you care?
I love it. And I also just want to live in a world where I can call up Harvey Levin and be like, I look like trash. Fire that person.
God, I'm so sick of her. I got to be honest with you. I'm just saying right now. I'm not into J-Lo right now.
Okay.
I might change my mind later.
All right.
But,
well, you let us know when you're back on team J-Lo.
It's like, go on and carry your $20 million Birkin bag into go working out. I don't know. Just like, leave us alone. Not leave J-Lo alone. Leave
She's
us alone. J-Lo, leave us alone.
She's not having it.
Okay.
She's not having
you're
it.
You're on notice, J-Lo.
Let's move on from J-Lo to... How about a permanent A-list mostly movie actress? Apparently, this permanent A-list mostly movie actress is soon set to be announced as the new face of a hit TV series spinoff.
Oh!
The creator and the old A-list actor slash director won't ever work together again, and the rumored replacement has been dragging his feet.
That's a lot.
So we've got a permanent A-list mostly movie actress will soon be announced as the new face of a hit TV series spinoff. The creator of the series and the old A-list actor slash director won't ever work together again. And the rumored replacement is dragging his feet.
Is this a Office spinoff?
Nope.
Okay.
Wow, that was a lot of moving parts.
There's
so you've
a lot
got
going
the permanent
on there.
A-list mostly movie actress, or PAMA, as I have written.
There you go. The PAMA.
PAMA. And then the spinoff.
Yep.
And then there's like an actor director.
But there's the creator of said. I think you might be easiest going down the road of trying to figure out who the creator of the series is.
Chuck Lorre.
And then who the old A-list actor slash director is who won't work with him anymore.
Okay, so is it like a Ryan Murphy?
Nope.
Shonda Rhimes. Or did you say it was a he?
He.
Okay.
Well, actually, I never said that, but it
but
is.
But I
he.
Nailed you down.
So there are four names we're looking for here. We got the permanent A-list mostly movie actress, soon to be announced as the new face of a hit TV series spinoff, the creator of said series, the old A-list actor slash director who won't work with said creator again, and then the rumored replacement.
Oh.
I hope this is all making sense to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Is this Cowboy Daddy? And Kevin Costner?
Taylor Sheridan, Kevin Costner.
And the spinoff for 18, 12, 92, 13, 56.
It's the spinoff for Yellowstone. You still got two names you got to get to, though. Permanent A-list, mostly movie actress is soon.
Oh, because she's friends with Kevin?
No.
Or Taylor?
I don't know if she's friends with her.
Or what's her relationship?
I don't think there's any relationship.
Yet. Don't you do that.
But according to the blind item, I can shut that off. So you're going to go away for a little bit here. You're going to go in timeout and tell you birthday boy.
Another one. I'm in here.
This permanent A-list mostly movie actress is soon to be announced as the new face of the Yellowstone spinoff.
Meryl Streep.
Nope.
Okay.
Come on now.
The creator, Taylor Sheridan, and of course, Kevin Costner will never work together again. And the rumored replacement is dragging his feet. You remember who the rumored replacement
yes.
was?
I don't, but I know we've talked about this.
We've talked about him.
Aaron Taylor
most
Johnson.
Most recently as 2 days
Sharon
ago.
Sharon Taylor Johnson?
No, Aaron. Oh, Chris Hemsworth?
That's the other, that's actually Costner's series.
Costner.
Yeah. Oh, Horizon. But, so that was, okay. Yeah.
So I know where you're going with that.
Nicole Kidman.
Good guess.
How about Charlize Theron?
How about?
Kate Winslet.
Judith Light.
The rumored replacement is a fellow A-list actor.
The rumored replacement mm-hmm. is an A-list actor.
And apparently he's
you're
been
saying Kevin
on his feet.
Costner's replacement.
Kevin Costner's replacement
who
for
looks
the spinoff.
Like Kevin Costner.
Or who's like a cowboy type?
That's what
there
I mean.
You go. That's a good guess.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is it Henry Cavill? Oh, God.
I'd be
too
all over
bad.
That. Put him in some chaps.
Yeah, that's right.
Or take him out of some chaps.
Just watch him ride up on a horse and
I
go.
I don't even need the horse.
Okay. But that means he'll get there faster. Okay, let's get back.
Why are you here?
Matthew McConaughey! That's the fourth part. Now we're still looking for another person here. So let me fill this in. There's a permanent A-list, mostly movie actress who is going to be set as the new face of Yellowstone spinoff, as Taylor Sheridan is never going to work with Kevin Costner ever again, and Matthew McConaughey has been dragging his feet. Who's going to be the new face of Yellowstone? It's a permanent A-list, mostly movie actress.
Sandy B.
No.
Oh, man.
Sandy B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know me.
Sandra Bullock.
And I will say, she's a permanent A-lister, but she definitely had...
Kate Blanchett.
She definitely had a... She was higher... I don't know. She is permanent A-list, so you can't say she's not that.
Amy Adams?
She's had a higher...
Jessica Chastain.
She was bigger in the 90s.
Natalie Portman.
Weren't we all?
And also in the 80s.
Okay.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I don't know if you're going to get it this way. You might have to start breaking down which movie she was
Shirley
in.
Shirley MacLaine.
Her roles.
What? Oh, roles. Okay. Is she mostly
she's been nominated
known?
For 3 Academy Awards.
Oh, okay.
And an Emmy.
Meg
Bette
Ryan?
Bette Midler.
No and no.
Oh,
Goldie
no.
Goldie Hawn.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nope.
And the Academy
Angelina
Award
Jolie.
Goes to...
Oh, my God. Who is this mystery woman?
Joel Cruz.
She's been most recently seen in a superhero film. About a
oh,
guy
Linda
who's
Carter.
Very, very small.
Oh, oh.
Honey, I Shrunk the
Evangeline
Kids.
Evangeline Lilly?
She was in that movie, though.
Oh, gosh.
She's actually the mother of that character.
Oh, no. It's an Ant-Man.
She's
who's the mom,
mom
in
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man? Help me.
But the she's been in lots of other movies, starting way back in a musical in 1982. Oh, wait. That was...
Liza Minnelli?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh my God, if what? Liza Minnelli was in anything,
Cabaret?
I would die.
Susan Sarandon.
Nope.
God. That's a good guess, though.
Darn it.
I didn't realize this musical actually had a second, but now I am learning things.
How about Pia Zadora?
And she starred in it.
Oh, Donna. Valentine.
What?
What? Come
no,
on.
No, she just texted.
Yeah.
You want the answer?
Give
you
it.
Know she knows.
I don't
the
know if it's right. Give it. Okay. Her guess is by way of her.
Please put us out of our misery.
Text
Please.
Message. Marissa Tomei.
Nope. Do you know there was a Grease too?
Yeah.
And who was in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
was also in Scarface.
Blonde. Yep. Not Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer!
You got there.
Oh.
That was a journey and a half, but we made it.
If you would have just started with Reproduction from Grease 2.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was my least favorite number.
The permanent...
my
so
favorite.
To fill in the blinds here, according to the blind items, Michelle Pfeiffer is soon to be announced as the new face of Yellowstone spinoff. The creator, Taylor Sheridan, is never going to be working with Kevin Costner ever again, and it sounds like Matthew McConaughey, who was the rumored replacement, yeah. has been dragging his feet.
What the hell?
So how about that?
Come on now. Get off of that Tony Robbins stuff you're doing. We need to know that
Why
you're an
are
actor
you here?
Again. We need to know that you're an actor again and not just trying to save our lives with your mumbo jumbo.
Well, remember, he's also was going to run for president, I think, or governor.
This is he's out of touch with reality.
Well. Yeah.
Yep. He's in a spiritual psychosis.
I can relate to that.
You are?
I have been out of touch occasionally in my life.
All right, let's go
we
with another.
We did get another text follow-up from our good friend Paul McGuire Grimes with the correct answer.
They don't text me.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Nicely
you
done.
You do pronounce the P. Did you know that?
No, you're lying right now. Why would you do that on your
it's
birthday?
It's an episode of Golden Girls.
Oh my God. There's a
guy with the last name Pfeiffer, and he says, you pronounce the P.
Oh.
Pfeiffer.
All right, let's see if you guys can get this one. We got a few minutes. This former A-list, mostly TV actress is the one who keeps floating the idea of a reboot. She's even gotten to the point where she is personally showing up at people's doorsteps, and those people are her former coworkers, saying it's a great idea and getting them to sign on. Really, it's just her trying to revive her career.
Roseanne.
Good guess.
No.
Former A-list, mostly TV actress.
Yes, former A-list, mostly TV actress is the one who keeps floating the idea of a reboot. She's even gotten to the point where she's going door to door to her former coworkers, trying to pitch them the idea, saying
door
it's great.
Door to door?
Well, Leah Remini.
Showing up.
Hey, guys. You know, I think I'd be really good in this show.
That one girl who's Kaylee Cuoco.
Nope.
Okay.
Big Bang Theory.
Excuse me? That is a completely different show.
Big Bang.
By the way, the video store called, and apparently you haven't returned that.
My copy of Big Bang Theory
is still. We're going to start charging you.
Work in a video store, so did you, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I keep confusing you with other people. Oh my it's God. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. One
Hi,
of the great titles.
We've got a former.
You have an outstanding movie selection
you
that we're going to need you to return. It's. Hold on, let me check. Big but Big. Big Bung Theory. 2, 4, and 9.
Oh, no. Oh boy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. A former A-list.
Collect yourselves, kids.
A former A-list. We don't have much time left. Let's roll through this if we can. A former A-list, mostly TV actress, is the one who keeps floating the idea of a reboot. She has gotten to the point where she's going personally, showing up to her coworker's doorstep, asking and telling them it's a great idea.
Oh, no.
But really, she's just trying to revive her career.
Oh, God.
So think of some of our.
What decade was she at her peak?
The peak of the show was in the 90s.
Okay.
She was from the early 80s all the way to the 90s. But the biggest show, again, in reference here, it was in 90s.
Alyssa Milano.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess. It wasn't a 90210.
It no.
Melrose Place. Melrose Place. It's what's her name? Blonde.
Yes. Cutie Pie.
Yep, Cutie Pie.
Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear.
You got there!
Heather
Locklear, the correct answer. according to the blind item, she is the one who keeps floating this idea. We have talked about the fact that Melrose Place might be coming back. Well, it sounds like she's the one who's talking about it and actually going to all of her coworkers, saying, or former coworkers, and saying, hey, this is a great idea, when really she's just trying to revive her own career.
I really hope that show comes back because I feel like it was a Gen X just... gem.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Gen X doesn't have much pull in the world of entertainment anymore.
That's true.
Mike, thank you so much for all those beautiful blind items. Dawn, we have to go collect ourselves and become professionals again.
Oh, great.
Until next time, America, this has been another episode of your favorite Juicy Bits of Gossip with the Names Left Out podcast. We call it
Blinded by the Item.
Like and subscribe. Tell all your friends and subscribe on YouTube. Bye.